This is Vatican Radio and I am Lydia O'Kane. There was calm across much of Syria on Tuesday following a Russian and US brokered ceasefire, although a number of violations were reported. With the truce taking hold, the northern city of Aleppo is awaiting much needed aid. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura said aid for the rebel-held city is a top priority and that a key concern about the overall ceasefire is whether sporadic incidents worsen to threaten the deal. Father Ibrahim Al-Sabah is the parish priest in Aleppo and spoke to me about the ceasefire and the desperate situation people are facing there.
We could sleep easily in this night, and we hope really that this night could be a model for all the future nights. That the past was so hard for us to live under continuous bombardment. Now it seems to be quiet, and the ceasefire is continuing to stand and to continue. We hope that we will arrive to a real peace for everyone. The war is causing many, many difficulties, and we are continuing to live the results of this war. We are many times without water. We don't have electricity at all in the city. And no job. Many of our families are living under the level of the poverty. We need medicines, and we don't have assistance, medical assistance. Many doctors escaped outside, and we are living, struggling against the desperation of our people. Many families till now, although the ceasefire in these days, are deciding to leave the city and to leave the country and to emigrate outside, especially because of this situation caused by the crisis. We don't know. Our future is not clear. And although this ceasefire, it is not the end we are feeling of what of this war. We hope, we continue to pray, and as Franciscans who are living here in Aleppo, we are five in charge of this parish. We are trying our best, giving our life for our people. Our service, although we don't have a huge number of families, we don't have thousands and thousands of families here in Aleppo, but because of this particular case of the war, our work is so hard and so huge. To assist people, to assist families, persons, through this struggle and through this cross of the war, to assist them to grow in their faith and to not lose their faith is a real challenge for us. And that means we are to give all the life, all the time, 24 hours a day, to assist them spiritually and to assist them with materially help, with the humanitarian assistance.
The church is helping with on the ground with humanitarian assistance already.
Yes, we are not waiting for any help because we are trying from the first moment, we are trying to give continuous assistance. You know, when we are speaking about humanitarian help, we are speaking about a help who can come once or come every 3 or 4 months. And sometimes it is difficult to reach us. For us, from what we have from our benefactors, we are trying to buy from the local market what we need to prepare the elementary box and non-food items, and to distribute to help the people and to assist them directly and in a continuous way. And really, as a Franciscan, as a priest, I am proud of what the church is offering here in Aleppo. I see a living church, a living family, who are acting in a beautiful way to be with the people and to help everyone, to assist everyone, not only Christians, but also Muslims who are living around us.
We hear that there is aid on its way to Aleppo. Obviously, that will go a long way to helping the situation as well.
I hope because we are in a huge need. You know, we can distribute an alimentary box for a family, but it is not covering all the need of a family. Although we are helping the families, we know that 40% of our families and around us are still living under the level of the poverty. So every help will be important for us, and especially for the people, for the families who lost their houses, who are living out of their houses under the tents and without clothes and without food.
Just finally, Father Ibrahim, I imagine people are hoping, you're hoping, that whatever the international community can do to keep this ceasefire in place will be obviously so important.
Yes, what I hope really that all the parts of the conflict, that you know, it is not a local conflict, it is an international conflict. So I hope that all the parts of this conflict will reach an agreement to cease the fire for always and to return back to have this agreement and to return back to the situation of the peace that we have had before this crisis. Without this agreement reached by all the parts in the world, it is impossible to speak about a continuous peace here in Aleppo. The problem is not local problem as we see today. Sometimes it seems that it is a civil war. Our reading from inside, we know that there are many, many hands, and there is the presence of all the world nearly who are fighting. Many countries are fighting the one against another on the sound of Syria. So we hope really that all the parts will reach a real agreement and to cease the fire and to have peace for the people who is paying today, as usually in every war, who is paying everything in this war is the innocent family, the innocent person, the innocent group, the persons who are not fighting. They are having all the results of this war. And many times we see how the war is taking out from every man his dignity, the human dignity that we are fighting to conserve it for everyone.